Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Today we begin our Holy Week worship and celebration, worship every day this week, and lots of opportunities to be in God's house, to hear the good news of Jesus, and to walk that path of the Passion each and every day to the cross and empty tomb. We begin today with Palm Sunday. Lots of kids are already gathered out in the narthex area with their palms. I think we have catechized the new vicar appropriately, so we'll find out. If he gets lost, point him in the right direction. For those of you that have been here before and know what he's doing. For any kids that are in the sanctuary now, it's not too late. If you want to participate with the palms, we have plenty of palms. Just get out in the narthex and get lined up and follow the person in front of you. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, if you need to go along and offer some supervision or encouragement, that is perfectly acceptable. So you are free. We'll do our announcements here before we get started. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn will come a little bit later in the service. We'll have our opening prayer, and then we will hear the Palm Sunday Gospel. We'll hear the Palm Sunday Gospel. After we hear the Palm Sunday Gospel, then we will sing the opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, 442. And parents, be prepared. Your kids may not be able to find you. So unless they sat with you before they went back there, they may not know or remember where you're sitting. So in order to spare the panic and the tears, you might keep your eyes out and help them locate you and your spot in the pew. Then we will follow Divine Service Setting 3. Divine Service Setting 3, that's on page 184 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Please note that we do not sing the hymn of praise during the season of Lent. We'll sing it anew next Sunday on Easter. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings of each day. We thank You for this season as You have taught us to know You perfectly. Heavenly Father, today we return to that first Palm Sunday, where Your Son, our Savior and Lord, humbled Himself, not only taking on the form of a human being, but humbled Himself, riding into Jerusalem, riding in to die. Heavenly Father, help us to see His great sacrifice for our salvation, for our forgiveness, for our eternal life. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Please stand now for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to Thee.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and He will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and He sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! This is the gospel of our Lord. Hymn 442.
Setting 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. God and Lord.
Let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinners, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you, Lord, for boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, and by Christ's authority, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with the introit. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen.
Lord, have mercy on
Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon Himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of His great humility and patience and be made partakers of His resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Sunday of the Passion is written in Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We confess the faith of the Church and the Apostles' Creed. We stand. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand.
With our hymn of the day, hymn 441, you may be seated.
Heaven and earth, thy living finger never wrote that death should be and that life should be an aimless mote, a deathward drift from futile birth. Your will, your intention was not death, but life. It was not futility, it was not corruption. Life was not meant to be a slow drift toward death, it was not to be worthless. Without value. Instead, thy word meant life, triumphant hurled in splendor through thy broken world. You brought order from the chaos. You spoke, and it happened. You formed man from the dust of the ground. You formed woman from the side of man. Since light awoke and life began, thou hast desired thy life for man. You breathed into our nostrils the very breath of life. Life that was to have no end. Life that was to be enjoyed in this perfect world. Life unstained by evil. Work
was no burden.
Worship, no imposition. Abundance was our portion. Freely given, you gave us everything. From the fruits of the earth to the fruit of your word. You gave us a life of joy, that we would gladly serve you and in joy serve our neighbor. Life was your decree, life your gift, given at the moment of our creation. You knit us together in the wombs of our mothers and sustained every moment since. Every breath, every beat of our heart was not meant to be another one on the way to its end, but instead a gift that had no end. O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, life was your gift. Life to the full. But our fatal will to equal thee, our rebel will, wrought death and night. We heard the serpent's lies and we listened. You shall be like God. We forgot that we were already made in your image and likeness, that we were already like you. And instead we sought to be your equal. Our will had been your will. Our desires had been your desires. We sought what you sought, but no more. Our will now instead set itself up in opposition to you, your will. Our desire was for the one thing that you had not given to us in your great wisdom. We stretched out our hand and took the fruit of death rather than rejoicing in a world filled with life. We seized and used in pride and spite thy wondrous gift of liberty. We were free. Free to love you and in joy serve our neighbor. But now we put ourselves into bondage. And like the flipping of a light, darkness and death entered in. O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, thy living finger never wrote that life should be an aimless mote, a deathward drift from futile birth. But now it was. Birth could only deliver death. One heartbeat, one breath, meant that we were one step closer to the just consequence of our sin. Our pride, our rebellion, had cut us off from your gift of life. We housed us in this house of doom, where death had royal scope and room. We put ourselves into prison, into bondage. It was our sin that did it, our fatal will to equal thee. We put ourselves into the prison. We gave the jailer the key, and we ourselves shut the locked door. We have no one else to blame, no one else to accuse. We all fell in Adam's fall, and we have fallen every day since. And now this house of doom is our home, the dominion of death, the kingdom of the damned. We put ourselves here, and we cannot escape. Every cut, every scrape, every cold and fever, every drop of blood that we shed is a reminder that we are slaves in bondage to sin and death. Death was our ruler. Death is our king. He rules this house of doom, and we follow his commands to the grave. There is no escape. None can escape. None will escape. Death claims us all. For we put ourselves into bondage. And now we cannot get out. The door is shut. The dead made it, and the dead keep it. We will all die. By our perverse, sinful, rebellious will, we call this house of doom freedom. We call the bonds, the shackles of sin, liberty. We rejoice to live what we foolishly call independence. but our jailer still holds the keys. And there will come a day for us all when the illusion of liberty will be replaced with the reality of death. But then the cry comes over the walls of our prison. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. We housed us in this house of doom, where death had royal scope and room, until thy servant, Prince of Peace, breached all its walls for our release. He has come. He has come. Your servant, Prince of Peace, humble and riding on a donkey, righteous and having salvation. He comes to bring peace. He comes to put an end to our warfare, to the conflict between nations, between neighbors, between us and you. You declare, I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, your Son has come, and he comes bringing peace. He has come to reconcile us with you, to restore to us the life that we foolishly cast away. He has come to breach the walls of our prison and set the captives free. Thou camest to our hall of death, O Christ, to breathe our poisoned air, to drink for us the cup of dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath. You breached the walls of our prison, O Jesus, and you breathed the air that we poisoned, thick with the stench of death. And you drank down to the very dregs the cup of our dark, deep despair, the cup that was our portion. Your lungs filled with our poison, your belly filled with our judgment, and you gave yourself into death to set the prisoners of death free. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. A new covenant you brought, O Jesus. A new covenant founded in your blood. Your blood set us free. The blood shed upon the cross of Calvary. The blood that flowed down Golgotha's hill of horror. On the cross, your lungs took in our poison. On the cross, you drank of our despair and you drained the cup of your Father's wrath. You came into our hall of death to give yourself up into death for our sake. Your blood forgives our rebellion, our transgressions wrought by our fatal will. And so your blood sets us free. In triumph, you lead us out of our prison as you went forth in victory from the grave. How beautiful the feet that trod the road that leads us back to God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey. How beautiful are your feet, O Jesus. The feet that trod the dusty roads of Palestine, living a perfect life in your place. The feet that dangled from the back of the donkey, entering Jerusalem in triumph, entering Jerusalem in humility. The same feet that trod the road of the cross, bearing our sin. The very feet that crushed the serpent's head, trampling our jailer and setting us free. The stronger man entered the strong man's house and plundered his goods. The humble king did not spurn the cross, but gave himself up into death, shedding his blood, the blood of the covenant, to set the prisoners free. How beautiful the feet that trod the road that leads us back to God. How beautiful the feet that ran to bring the great good news to man. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. You have made us prisoners of hope, O Christ. No longer prisoners of death. No longer captive to the predations of our ancient foe, but now prisoners, captives of hope. We are enslaved by hope, the hope of resurrection, of final victory, the sure and certain hope that just as you, O Jesus, were raised in victory on the third day, so we too will be raised on that day when the cry goes out again. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. We are no longer housed in a house of doom, in a hall of death. We are prisoners of hope in your stronghold, O Christ. The stronghold, the fortress that is your bride, the church. In your church, we receive double. Double forgiveness for all of our sins. Double grace and mercy for all of our rebellion. The overflowing abundance flowing from your pierced side. In your church, we are captive to hope. The hope that you will come again. A hope sustained because you do come among us. Week after week. Humble and joined to bread and wine. Water and word. You come as the Son of David and the Son of God. You come as our Creator and yet our brother. You come as our King. Still in the Holy Supper. Your humble coming on Palm Sunday, your coming in the bloody cross, and your coming on the clouds of heaven on the final day are all contained in bread and wine. In this world, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, captive to hope, living on these words, proclaimed every Lord's Day, and trumpeted forth in every corner of this world on the day that you return. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. O Spirit, who didst once restore thy church that it might be again the bringer of good news to men, breathe on thy cloven church once more. That in these gray and latter days, there may be those whose life is praise, each life a high doxology to Father, Son, and unto Thee. Amen. We stand and we sing the offertory, page 192.
and welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the internet or on the radio. We pray that the good news of a God who sends His Son to save us would be yours today and always. This time we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Service continues now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray for all people in our congregation this day, that as Christ humbled Himself and took on the form of a servant, so we would have the same mind as our Lord Jesus and receive grace in the hour of temptation. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the holy Christian church throughout the world, that in the hour of trial, none would deny the Lord, take up arms or flee, but find all solace and joy in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all kings, governors and authorities in this world, that they would bring justice and liberty to this and every place, and help us as good citizens to lead quiet and peaceful lives. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are sick, lonely, troubled in mind or body, grieving, and all those that we name in our hearts. Heavenly Father, for these and for all the servants of God, grant healing, peace, comfort, and joy. Lord, in Your mercy, we pray for all who receive the New Testament in Christ's body and blood this day, that His blood would be on us and on our children, not for wrath, but in mercy. And that on the strength of Christ, we would come in faith to the day of resurrection. Lord, in Your mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, You emptied Yourself and took on our nature, that You might present us to Your Father as a holy people. Grant that this Holy Week we would follow You in Your passion. Where we stumble, lift us up. Where we are afraid, give us Your joy. Be with us in every trial and temptation, and especially in the hour of death. And bring us at last through the grave to share in Your redemption of our nature. Lord, in Your mercy, into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, there life also might rise again. And that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
for glory. Welcome to the Lord's Day.
Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Continue now to Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand as you're able.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for He is good.
And His mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent Your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank You that for His sake You have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask You not to forsake Your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by Your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve You. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Remain standing for our closing hymn, 422. Welcome in the name of Jesus. A few announcements. We've got a busy week coming up. Kids will have Sunday school opening back in here in 7 to 10 minutes or so. Go and get some goodies. And after Sunday school, if the kids want to participate again in the procession with palms before you head home, that's okay too. So you are free in that. After the 10:30 service, we'll let, if any of the kids want to take a palm branch home, they'll be able to do that as well. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall right now. We'll continue our Ecclesiastes Bible study in the fellowship hall. We're looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 7 right now, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Our work day that we scheduled yesterday, we canceled because it was just too cold up here on the hill. So, a few brave souls showed up. But it will be Tuesday at 2. Tuesday at 2. So if you can work that into your schedule, Tuesday at 2. And then if there's any big projects that we need to carry over, we'll pick those up on Saturday before Easter. But Tuesday at 2, that's when we'll meet again for that. Couple of sign-up tables out there, Easter lilies and Easter breakfast on the back of our bulletin today. We have the lineup for special worship services this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 6:30. Also, during Holy Week, we'll begin hearing the essays by our 8th grade confirmads, so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6:30. No meal this week on Wednesday. We do have confirmation. No meal this week on Wednesday, and no noon service. On Thursday, 12:15 and 6:30, both services will be the same. Good Friday, 12:15 Treor, we'll focus on the words from the cross. 7:30 Good Friday, 7:30 service of darkness. Hour later to make sure that we end in the dark. Easter Vigil is at 6:30 and on Saturday night. And then next Sunday, no Sunday school or adult Bible study, three worship services. And the 8 o'clock worship service is being changed. 6 o'clock, 8:30, 10:30. 6 o'clock, 8:30, 10:30. The 6 o'clock service will be a standalone service. 8:30 and 10:30 will be a different service, but the same. KFOR broadcasts will be a little different next week as well. We'll broadcast the 6 o'clock service live next Sunday on AM 1240 KFOR. And then that 6 o'clock service will be rebroadcast then again at 10:30 next Sunday morning. I think that's enough. I think that's all. Pastor, anything else? Yeah, we'll make sure that we get the vicar up to speed on that too. So, vicar, anything else? All right.
Thank you for special music.
Oh yeah, special music was awesome today. Thank you, and it's been awesome the last several weeks. So just keep it up. Keep it up. Join us now for coffee and goodies and Bible study, Nick.
This station will not, because of technical difficulties, be able to broadcast Sunday.
Okay, yeah, we're having some internet issues in the church. We have for the last several weeks, and they kind of hit a peak this week. And so as right now, the radio over the internet is not off. When, we're not really sure, but it's not off. So if you've been on the internet, you know that. You know that. Okay, we'll get up as soon as possible and let you know. Please join us for coffee and goodies, and have a blessed Holy Week in the Lord Jesus.